Shemayim heb loy meiver layanhi. It means the Torah is not in Shemayim, it's not on the other side of the ocean. Loiva Shemayim, the Torah is not in Shemayim. What does that mean? Shem ba Shemayim he atetzorach lalasachrim. If Torah would be in the Shemayim, he'd have to mamish climb up to Shemayim to get the Torah. V'yameiver layanhi atetzorach lavarachrim. And if the Torah would be on the other side of the ocean, you would have to go there. So Rashi says, "Hang the Amar Vini, Hodi Amorin, Titzorach Litzroi Chulahamit Simonim." Ulaharim betachbulas kadesh the sky and matera belamdeom. That was saying you have to work to learn Torah. You have to put simon and make signs there, because it doesn't come so easy. You have to work to learn the Torah. It's high of the Rav Din. This goes according to Rav Avdimi. The Meforish Yuka the Kro Shem Bas Shemayim Mi Tzorchata Lala Sachrer. If it would be in Shemayim, you would have to go after it. That's no matter wherever the Torah is, there's still a chiyuv to learn the Torah, and you have to matzich. You have to run after the Torah to learn it. All right, stop here. Die Hundert nun hei. Hier muss es gehen mit Leibe Schmein, wo wir will ja nicht los Schmein nicht im Schmein ja zur Zorg alles achrehom, wir will ja nicht ja zur Zorg laver achre. Even if the Torah would be in Shemayim, still you would have to go after it, that you have to work to get the Torah. So we had yesterday. Rav Roma, the Pshat is, Rav Roma, Loi Vashemayim hi, that means, Loi Timtso B'mi Shemagbiya Daiti Oleh Kishemayim. You won't find the Torah, but somebody that has Bagaiva. He holds himself so great as if he's in Shemayim, you won't find the Torah by him. For Loi Timtso B'mi Shemarchiv Daiti Oleh Kiyam. Somebody also makes himself Marchiv Daiti, thinks he's so great, as big as the Yam is, by him you won't find the Torah. His Torah you find by somebody that has the Midah Banova, a humble person. He has the Torah. Rabbi Yechon Omar, Loi Bashemayim, he means Loi Timtso B'Gasi Ruach. You won't find it again with people who have Gasi Ruach, Bagaivanix, big shots, you won't find the Torah by them. Loi Me'evra Layamhi means Loi Timtso B'Sachronim V'Loi B'Tagrim. People that are Seichrim, they have to travel around a lot. Rashi Sachronim means Machzerim Bayoris. They have to say they go travel around from city to city. Or else Tagrim means Be'iron B'Mkaimon. Elanira means they can say they're outside doing their business, their work, so you won't find the Torah by them. Elo, like we had before, the Trashi, Nira Vienna Nira, Kadiyamaliel. Sometimes he's seen outside, and most of the times he's not seen outside. Most of the time he's inside learning, but that's called a person, you'll find the Torah by him. Ratana Rabbonin. Ketzad Ma'avrin Esorim. Like what's Psha now Mishnah that we said the city, you're Ma'avir the city. You make it like an ibur, you add on to the city. If you have one house sticking outside the boundary of the city, you make the boundary connected that house. Now what does it mean, ma'avrin esorim? If you have the city, you add on to the city. Arucha kemoshi. If the city is long, you leave the city the way it is. So the Gemara doesn't explain now what the chiddush of this is. Rashi says, arucha kemoshi, the kamim aforish. Later the Gemara will explain. You have the kids are a long city, just down the push, a long city, that's the way it is, you leave the long city the way it is, it has its tchum, al paimamo, from all the boundaries of the city. You leave it the way it is. And arucha, is kamoshi, agula. Let's say you have a city that's round. By depiction, Rashi, you have a round city, is oisin la zovius mrubois. Hey, before you go, oisin la zovius, you make corners. Before you go to make the tchum, to say outside the circle you have 2,000 amas to walk, first you have to put a square around the circle. You always first have to make the city squared. Once you make it squared, then you put 2,000 amas all around it. So mainly you gain much more if you want to walk the diagonal, the corners now, before you start counting your 2,000 amas, you can walk like another quarter until you get to the corner, and then you can first walk another alpayim amas, like you gain on the deal. Rashi, agulim oisin lazovis. Kishabo limdoi tchumim liktsoiseho. When you have a city, it looks like a circle. You want to make the tchum by the corners of it. Lo yimdim lo mehachoima. Don't count from the city, from the wall. El yosef lo ribua. But first make a square around the city. Kolaimar. Yarchik min hachoima kidei ribua. Go away from the chaim. The city looks like a circle. It has a wall all around the city like a circle. So don't start measuring right outside the circle, but first make a square out of it. Anytime you want to make a shear in Hilchos Shabbos, you always have to make a square out of it first. Give him the extra corners. And then you'll find the tchum, hakronos from the corners. Shembo Lot says, derech ker in the ear, yistaker behalichosa revia. You'll gain an extra quarter by walking. The meruba yosala ogo revia. A square is more than a circle, one quarter. One quarter is the more by the square. So now at this picture in Rashi, if the city is circled, to make the tchum, first you put like a square around the city, and then you make it at all points of this square, you have 2,000 amas to walk. So maybe you can first walk to the corner, you gain an extra quarter, and then you can walk another alpayim amah. Vayta, the Gemara says, Merubas, let's say you have this city already, that is a squared, is ein oisin lozobis. Then you don't make any corners to it. So Rashi the Kama Forest, like, what's the chiddush? Trita. If you have a city that in itself is like a square, so that's it. Now you start measuring alpayim amah outside the city in all directions. Hoysa rochpo mitzad echad. One side of the city was very wide, like the second picture in Rashi. On the left side of the city, like on Sofen side, the city is very wide, very long. The echad rochpo mitzad echad uksara mitzad acher. On the other side of the city, like on the right side, on Durham side, the city ends very narrow. The city comes to be narrow. Is how do you make the where do you make the boundary of the city? That from these boundaries you start counting further another paimama. So the Gemara Royan Oisa Kilohi is Shava. We look as if the whole city is Shava, a whole perfect square. Like here. Since on Sofen side, Zion the top on Mizrach, Zion the bottom on Mariv, that's how wide it is. So we make believe when you want to go towards Durham, the city goes right, it extends just as far as the left is, that's how far the right extends. We don't look at the city should become narrower on the right side, just this little opening, but we say no, it has a perfect square. Since on the left side it's that wide, we make the right side the same width. So Rashi Hoysa Rochoba Mitzad Echel Sar Mitzad Zeh Roy Noise Kilu Hishava Kishavol Limdud Hatchum of the Marav. In this picture, when you want to make the chum on the Marav side, the bottom side of the city, Eitzel Kerem Arava's Droimus on the right corner, Ein Amoided Min HaChoyma. We don't count Mamish by the Choyma, which will only be in like this curve. That's where the Choyma, the wall of the city, is. Mamish, the left side, to how far down the corner ends, that's how you go straight across. Is ad kineged chudei shakerin marav svoinis, hanem shachis, v'yaitis lamarav, umoidid v'chein lakerin dremis mizrochis. Hey, both on top and on bottom, you go straight across to make the city look like a square. So you gain on the deal, that first you make a square out of the city, and then you count up high mama. So if you want to go to the top right side, or the bottom left, the bottom right side, you gain a lot before the Apayim Amah. Right, the Gemara says, Hoyabayis Echod Yoytzei Kemin Pogam. On one side is the third picture in Rashi. You have the right side of the picture, that's the ear, that's the perfect square of the city. Just on the right, on the top left, there's a Pogam. There's like a little house sticking out. That sticks out of the city. As the Gemara's lashon is, "Hayabayis echod yoytzei kimin pogam." One house on the top left side of the city sticks out. It's on Sofen side, even though all the other houses go down straight by the wall where Sofen is. This one house on top sticks out more, comes out more. Is alochem oy shnei batim? We'll see. The Gemara says, "Oy shnei batim yoytzim kimei shnei pogamim," or else two houses stick out. So the Havamina is, there's a house on the top here, and the second house is on the bottom the same way. There's a bottom house here on the bottom, left side, sticking out, also coming out straight across. So in both these cases we say, Royinoisa kilu chut matuach aleim, like this picture here, we take the string at the end of the top pogum, at the end of this house sticking out, from there we take a string going down, and we extend the city to say the city itself is extended until where this chut comes down all the way on the left side. And from this chut, leftwards, that's where you first start counting the apayim amah. We don't count from really where the sof in the middle are down, where the middle wall of the city is. Even that's really where the city ends. But since on the top there's a house sticking out, we look as if like the whole city is sticking out, and you put a chut to come down, from this chut you start measuring the apayim amah. Apayim amah. So Rashi, Hoysa Bayis Echot Boilet, mechoy masir from the wall of the city, li'achas haptodim, if one of the sides, kishabogim, doitchum soften. Here, when you want to count the soften side, eitzo kerem arovis tzvainis, is kishabolo mokim shayna bayis berlusham, even though you have no houses there, still machlik min achoy ma'ad kineged mokim shekola blitas habayis lekerem azrachis tzvainis. Still, in this top corner, we look how far out here, how far leftwards this pug in this house sticks out, is kilu chut motuch mechuvin, as if there's a string going straight down across. Vela kinegda mimokim shekol abayis, ad kinegda keren tzvainis, marovis. Omoidit min achut lutsofen apayim. You count mamash apayim mama from this chut leftwards. So again, you gain on the deal. As any time there's somehow sticking out to extend the city, that's our Mishnah Ma'avrin Asir. You make the city much longer, and from there we first start measuring the Apayimama. So, Gemara, Hoiso Asuya Kimin Keshes. Let's say the city looked like a Keshes, like a bow, like this next picture in Rashi. The ear itself is the middle part with these circles, those are the houses going in an archway, going like a Keshes. Oy kimin goyim, or else he had the city looking like an L. The next picture in Rashi, just the right and the top, that's the city itself. It looks like an L. That's called kimin goyim. That's the way the cities were made up in the city. So really, in the top picture, the arch, in the middle of the arch, there are no cities at all. And here, the next picture, this kimin L shape. Also, in the middle here, there's no cities at all. Still, we say royin oisa kiluhi maleya batim. We look as if this archway is full of houses, all in the middle of it. The Mela, the Chatserim, as if there are houses in the Chatserim there. Umoidid mimenu alahala na paimama. Like this picture here. You take on the bottom where the two houses with two sides meet, you put a chevel, you put a string straight across, and we consider as if the whole city ends by this bottom string. So even though this top house, that's in mamish in the middle of the archway on top, really if it wants to go downwards, you should start its tchum right away. Because that's called its chaimah, and further down there are no houses. Still we say no. We look as if where the chevel, where the string goes across on the bottom, all the middle is like full of houses, and that's where the city ends. If you want to walk downwards, you can start walking up high mama. First from where the chevel starts, downwards, you can walk up high mama. So again, you gain on the deal. And the same thing, the next picture of this L shape, we look like the left side, a string goes straight down, and on the bottom, the string goes straight across. That we make this city look like a square, and all this middle is considered full of houses, and we first start counting the tchum after these chvolim. That's what we're marviach. So again, Lashon Gemara is Yeroyin Oysan Kiluhi Malei Yabatim Chaseris Omarid Mimenu Al Halan Apayimama. That's these grises. So Rashi Shnei Batim Kimin Beis Pegom. That's right. No, we have it. Rashi Hoyso Asuya Kimin Keshes Shein Abatim Amokem Chevel Akeshes. Like here, this bottom chevel, this bottom string, there are no houses there. The houses just go aroundwards, like in this archway. That's like an L shape. Is royinoisa kilu hi meleya batim. Kishabolim doid hatchumim. Min hatsofin, from the bottom, sorry, the tsofin, moided min hayeser, from the extra mean for the two ends meet. Kilu hoisa makefas batim. As if the whole middle was full of houses. For vahador vikeshes. Someone that lives inside the archway, I mean, you live on the top circle here, the top house, is layaschulim dami beisel tzofen. Apayim, don't say what he wants to walk downwards, start tzofen. He starts counting the apayim right after his house. No. Elokolo ir ad hayesa chashubula kadaldamis. Those city until the hayesa here means this bottom string that goes across, that connects one side to the other side, that's where the city ends. And all inside is considered like daldamis. And Meli could walk our Payimama downwards from this chevel. V'cheinu also kimin goyim. The same thing with Meli can L shape. Hayoytzim in Amizrach Lamariv. Is Afo Pi Shein Batim B'Marivim. There is no house really on the left side. Royin Kilu Maleya Kol HaChalal Batim. We look as if the whole Chalal, this whole opening here, is full of houses. That's the way we look. V'chein min HaDorin L'Tzofen. Same thing, Dorin L'Tzofen. This doesn't come into the midah. He has our payimama to walk from where the string goes. These are the coolies of making our payimama out of the city. Since it's only midirabonin, and midirabonin, they always say, first make it a square, and then we make it into our payimama. Not a square, no, just the bottom part we like square off. The male, the top part must have also with square roof. It's not worse than you have a circle, that the top part also you have to make a square roof. The chur, you have to make a perfect square. Not a perfect square, but at least you'll square it off on top also. Like we have before. If you have a circle, you put a square around it. Yeah. So that's the Gemara. Omamar. Arucha kemoshehi. If the city is a long city, that means it's longer than it is wide, so you leave it the way it is. For the Gemara Pshita, avad, you leave it the way it is. Well, it's a square city, but it has corners to it, just that it's longer than it is wider. So avad, when you make the tchum now, you count where the mechitzas are. And the Gemara loitzuricha di aricho ktina. It means it's very, very long and very narrow. It's not so wide, it's very narrow. Now the time I would think, less lo pusya aruko, let's fill it up to make it look like a perfect square. Kamash mlon, we don't do that. It means like this. The city itself looks like a long square like this. So kashra is leave it the way it is. The avmin is no, let's fill it up. This city here will add onto it more on bottom, more on top, to make it look like a perfect square. Whereas right now it's a longer loksh. It's too long and narrow. Let's make it go full. Let's make it look like a good city of Plus Avimina. We'll also square off the city. Kamash will know. Without Lamaister, it has corners to it. We leave it the way it is. Even though it's much longer than it is wide, we leave it the way it is. That's the Chiddush. Arucha Kamashi. Even though it's much longer than wide, don't shepa and make it wider. Leave it the way it is. Kamashi. That's what Mal the same Alitim La Pusi Aruka, make the width just as wide as the length is. Kamash, well, no, we leave it the way it is. Right, the next case was Merubois, if it's squared already, Ain Oisin La Zovius. We don't add anything to it. If you have a square city, you don't make corners to it. That was the Brisa. But the more Pshita, Havadi don't make corners. You have corners already. What do you tell them if you have a square city, you don't do anything to it? So the word name, Loitzericha de Marbo, it's not the true. The city, the walls like are squared, of a Beloy Marbo of Ribuya Oilam. It's not squared the same way the world is squared. In other words, there's a north side to the world, there's a south side to the world. So much as this left picture in Rashi, where the ear itself looks like a triangle here. What do you call this here? Not a triangle. Looks like a what? What do you call this? A diamond, yeah. Looks like a diamond. Kenega, the square of the world. As the world itself is like this outer square. That's the way the world goes. That's north, south, east, west. And this ear, the ear itself looks like a diamond. So now the time I would think, let's take this city the way it is, and let's put a square around it. Let's make it bigger. Kedei that the square should be the same way the world is squared. Kamash malon, no, we leave it the way it is. Since even though the ear itself and the gate of the world looks like a diamond, but still if you look at the sidewards of the city, it looks like a good square, we leave the city the way it is. When you want to walk out of this city, you only have a payamama from every part of it. You don't gain to put an extra square around the city. That's the Chiddush here. You leave the city the way it is, even though it's not the same north and south as the world is. That was this third picture in Rashi. If you have a city, on the right side of the city, and on the top of this city, there's a house of pogrom sticking out of the wall. So we say now, since the house sticks out, what side is the tchum of the city? Where does the boundary of the city end? On the tzof from the left side, not from the real tzofin, not from this middle line, but we go all the way to the left, the chut, to bring the string come down. We extend the city as far as the house sticks out. Then the Brisa says, Oy shnei batim yoytzim kimin shnei pegumim. Or else two houses stick out like two pegumen. And the Habminer is that the second house, like on this third picture, is on the bottom. Just like there's a house sticking up on the right side coming out leftwards, who are then on the bottom, also there's a house sticking out. And we say also the same thing. We count the chum now where the city end, where this left chut is. For the Gemara, what's the Chiddush? Hashto by Yisechut. Or Marto, Madach in this picture here, only one house. Just on the top a house sticks out. You're telling me that alone is the Chiddush to say. We extend the city all the way to the left, to where the chut comes down. When you have two houses, one house sticking out on top, and one house sticking out on bottom, pshita, that you're going to tell me, Avadi, you extend the city all the way leftwards until where the chut comes down. His mother, when one house sticks out, Avadi, you have two houses sticking out. Avadi should be ma'arba the city that way. What's the Chiddush? So the Gemara name, that's not the case. Le'tzuricho mishtei ruchos. We're talking about sticking out on two different sides.
like this third picture, just like it's sticking out on the left side of the pogrom, the other side means on the right side. Imagine on the top right side, there's also another house sticking out all the way rightwards. So that's the Chiddushia. That this city now, mamash, we make the city double its size. The actual city is just in the middle. But we say, since you're on the right side, you have this house sticking out, and the left side, you have sticking out, you bring the chut all the way down on the left side, and all the way down on the right side. Like this picture here. We have the city here, and you have the house sticking out here, and the house sticking out here. So on both sides now, we're saying now, we bring the chut all the way down here, or we bring the chut all the way down here. On both sides of the city, we say it. That's the Chiddush. So the Gemara Mal, the Tame, I would think. Now the Tema, Meruach Achas Amrinon, on one side of this picture, we say this Kiddush. We'll extend the city all the way left till the Chut comes down. Aber Mishtei Ruchas Lamrinon, when we have two sides, you won't extend both sides to come down. Kamash Malon, that's the Kiddush here also. Even though on both sides of the city, only because of one house sticking out, are we making the city longer? Yes, we still say that. Even though you're on two sides, still we say this Kiddush. If the city was made like an archway, like this arrow, like this bow here, like a bow, or else it's made like an L shape, the houses in the city only look like an L shape, is we look as if this whole middle part of the archway of the bow is full of houses, and this whole L shape is also filled up, comes into a square. And now we want to count 2,000 amas outside the city. We count like here the archway from the bottom of the archway. And then we invite this L shape all the way to the left side. Or on the bottom, all the way to the bottom, Chevel. That's where we count the boundary of the city. Omer Rapuna. So Rapuna like this. Ir ho asuya kakeshes. Yeah, the city is fucking made like a bow, like this picture here. Is like this. Im yesh ben shnei rosheho. Pochos miaboyes apayim amo. If from one end, like this archway coming down, there's the right end to it and there's the left end to it. Now going straight across on this bottom, like when we're drawing the string straight across, how far away is it from one side to the other side? He says it depends. Rav Huna is saying a chiddush in this braisa. When does our braisa say that in between here, in between the archway, it's all considered filled up with houses only if the bottom is not that far away one from the other? How far away could it be? Again, I'm Rav Huna. Ir asuya kakeshes im yesh ben shnei rosheh pochus me arbas alpayim amo moide din lo min hayeser. If there's less than 4,000 amos apart, then we look as if true this whole archway is full of houses, and then your mamish don't seem wise like your dal damis that we start counting min hayeser means from the string straight across on the bottom downwards. That's where you count the tchum of the city. That's where we start measuring. Hey, since from one end to the other end, they're like the mushroom. If you just count the right side by itself, they have a right to walk 2,000 amis, so they could walk leftwards 2,000 amis. What about the house all the way down on the left side of this bow? It also, without the chiddush, it could walk rightwards 2,000 amis. So if Lamai said they're less than 4,000 amis apart, they can meet in the middle. So since they can meet in the middle, that's a svarfon avlois chumim. So we look as if these two makaymis are close together, and therefore it's considered like this whole mokum is filled up with houses. That's Rav Huna's Chiddush. Abavim lav, let's say the archway is so wide that on the bottom of the archway the two houses are more than 4,000 amas apart. Vim lav, then we don't say this Chiddush is filled up with houses, the middle part of the archway, but then we say vim lav, moidedin lo min akeshes. Then no, then you have to start counting the city ends where this archway is, like there's two chaymes are both going around in an archway, and this top house, when it wants to go downwards, it starts the paimama right after the chayma. That's where the city ends, and the whole middle part of the archway, we do not connect and make it look like houses are filled up. Only if on the bottom it's within 4,000 amas apart. But if it's more, you don't say it. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, bein beis rosheh. Hainu oirech mokam ayesa. The length, how long this bottom string is only mutter, or it's pochos midal vapayim. She'etchum roisha zeh nivla b'toyetchum roisha acher. On one side he has the right to walk up Hayim Amo, the other house could walk up Hayim Amo. So if they could both meet in the middle, then we say Nasis Irachis, it's sort of like one city. Then we draw this line straight across on the bottom of the Keshis, and we consider that's where the city ends, and from there downward you have a Hayim Amo. For Royin Kiluhi Malaya Batim, as if it's filled with houses. Now Vim Yeser, let's say it's wider than 4,000 Amis, Ein Mitzarfin Oiso Lios Achis. Then we do not make the space inside the archway like one city. Then no, the archway, the city goes upwards like this archway. And after each house, every house right after its house starts counting its apayimama. And this middle part of this archway that has no houses living there is part of the tchum. That's included in your apayimama. That's Rav Huna's chiddush. You only say the chiddush, the chiddush of the braisa, where they're less than 4,000 amas apart. So then we say the two tchum of mamuvla, it looks like one tchum. But where it's more than 4,000 amas apart, you don't have this kula. Tredi Gemara Kasha, Omiya Rav Huna Hochi. Is it true that Rav Huna said like this, that the shear to make it tzirah is what? Is 4,000 amas? V'omer Rav Huna. Rav Huna said another halacha. Halacha like this. Choy ma so'ir shenifritza. That's this bottom picture in Rashi. You had a city, a squared off city, and it had a chayma going around the city. And punct in the middle of the city, the chaymas broke. Pirtza ha-chayma. The chaymas broke down, and since there are no chayma there, mistama, no houses there either. The houses also got destroyed. So even though Metchila, the whole city was full of houses, had full of circles all over them, that was only when it had a good wall all around it. But now that the wall in the middle of the city on top and bottom broke through, so all the houses also got disappeared, got broken down. But that's the way the city is now. That like you split, the city split. There are two sides to the city. Now, how much of a split in between do we need to make it look like two separate cities that will start counting the right side has their tchum right after their houses, and the left side is called its own city, and it has its tchum right after its houses? Or else no. How small is it that we still look as if it's one big city? And you start counting the tchum on the right side all the way on the right, and the left all the way on the left. Like, what's the shear to break up a city to make it into two different cities that each one has its own tchum? So Rav Huna said like this. Choyma so'ir, shenifritzum, b'meya v'yaboyim v'yachas o'shlish. If there's only 141 and a third amis in between, then it looks like one. That's his shear. How did they get the shear of 141? That's the shear always of 70 yamis. That's the shear of a base of sign. Something 70 yamis and one more amma is always considered like part of the city. Like we'll see later on. If you have houses that are at the end of the city, and then within 70 yamis of the city there's another house, that's a shear still mitzuref with the city. So such a shear of 70 yamis is still considered like part of the city. So here, if you have a break, if the chayma is 141 amis in between, so then we look as if the two separate cities here, and each city has 70 amis outside it, and the other city has 70 amis outside it, it looks like two separate cities. But if the break, if the pirtza is less than 141, so then each, if you divide up the pirtza in half, each city, each side does not have 70 amis. So then we consider it like one city still. That's Rav Huna's shear. So our co-pointing, you see the shear of a tziruf is not 4,000 amis, it's only 141 amis. So it's a stir in Rav Huna. Let's see Rashi. Rashi, choy mas ir shenifrit so, shiura b'kof mem alef v'shlish, im roichav pirtza, if the width of this pirtza, the break in the wall, is kof mem alef amis v'shlish, tehainu, shear base kafifas, the shear of two kafifas, two parks like, shall shiv imam of Yishirayim, of shiv 70 yamas and a little bit more. Then the nasu the kebeza yoris. Then we look like these two cities became separate cities. Lias achas. No, okay. If it has only this breakers, then we say nasu kebeza yoris, lias achas. Then it lies like one city. Vayoytse mizul uzul alecha zeruzdu chutzlo, ein oilulem midas ir, min aminyin, alma vayoytse mikufna malav ashlish, hevi avdolam. If it's only 141 amis, then it's still considered like one city. But once the breakage in the wall is wider than 141 amis, then we look like a split, and each side has 70 amis to leave for its own city, then we see two cities here. So we see what's the shear to bring two things together? Only 141 amis. And here Rav Huna says that this keshes, if you have this archway, and the two side houses, if they're 4,000 amas apart, less than 4,000 amas, it's a tirif. I.e., as a modern shir, here he's saying 141, and here he's saying 4,000 amas. What's pshat? Have the Gemara. Omar Rava Barula Lekasha. Tell you, there's no theory here. Kan beruach achas, kan mishte ruchas. The nafkamina between one ruach and two ruchas. He said by this keshes, on the top of the keshes, on top of the archway, it is connected to the city. All you have to connect is just the bottom part of the city. The bottom part of the archway, that's the separation between the two houses. So we connect in one side, that's enough if it's only less than 4,000 amas apart. Mashenka, this picture here where the city, the chayim is split, we're talking about the chayim on top and the chayim on bottom, both places, the chayim is split. So this mamish looks now like two separate cities. When you have mamish split on top and bottom, and you want them to start on both sides, then we only say it within 141 amas. More than 140 amas, we don't put together. Strashi. Kan miruach achas. Ir hosri kekeshes, eina muvdeles el miruach achas. It's only separated on the bottom, it looks like separate cities. Hilkach ad hevidal dapayim is mitzurif. For ho dit chum ir, shen nifrit so b'shtei ruchasem. It's over here that pirtz of the choyma broke on both sides of the choyma. Zeh keneged zeh koma. Hilkach k'shtei ayoros dino. Now it looks like two different cities. We're talking about also, like we said before, that in this pirtza, where the wall broke, there are no houses living there. So therefore, what mamish looks like two separate cities, therefore, the tziruf has to be a closer tziruf. If it's 141 amas together, it's still one. Once it's more than 141 amas separated, then it looks like two different cities. That'll be mitzurfit, then. The house will make it look like one city. So only if it's parts in between also looks like two separate cities. So the Gemara, Omiyo Marafuna Hochi. It is a terrorist. So kind of Garmish Neruchas. For the more my Kamash, but what's the Chiddush then? You're dividing up the city now with my Kamash, the nice thing, Karfiv Lazu, the Karfiv Lazu. That we're dividing up the city to say each city has its own Karfiv. Each city has to have at least 70 Yamis outside it. See, if you have more than 141 amas, we see each one has 70, a little bit more, that's called two separate cities. For the Gemara, Amar Rav Huna Chodesh Zimna. Rav Huna already said this Chiddush already one time.